Good morning. We have a nice problem this morning. There are too many of us here, so we're short of our sheets. The hymns we will be singing, just so you know, are hymn 202. That's our opening hymn. And then our second hymn will be 237. So those of you that did not receive any of the bulletins, 202 and 237. This morning we are privileged to have with us Pastor Tim Hartwig from Australia. Actually, he serves Peace Lutheran Church. Peace Lutheran Church in North Mankato. So we are honored to have him with us. Lord's blessings on our worship.
The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in St. John chapter 9, beginning at the first verse. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the man with the clay. And he said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. We pray. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, God's grace, mercy, and peace are yours through Jesus, the Savior. Amen. Can you identify sins in your life, specific sins that have caused specific hardship? Maybe in your life there are a couple that just pop to mind. And there are times when we can identify specific sins that cause specific hardship. For example, if someone led a promiscuous life and they contracted an STD, we'd say that sin against the sixth commandment caused that hardship. Or say someone was drunk and driving and they were in an accident and paralyzed. We'd say that specific sin of drunkenness has caused the hardship of being paralyzed. Or maybe closer to home for you, let's say a lazy student doesn't do their study and fails a test or a whole course. We would say that sin of laziness caused the hardship of failure. There are times when we can identify specific sins that cause specific hardships. But could you go through your life and look at all of the hardships that you've gone through and identify specific sins that caused all of those hardships? I doubt it. Because sometimes there are hardships in our lives that we can't identify a sin or connect a sin to. And yet that was the thought of many people in Jesus' day. That if a person had a specific hardship in their life, like blindness, then someone must have sinned to cause that hardship. That's why when the disciples saw that blind man, they asked Jesus, "Who sinned, this man or his parents?" Someone must have sinned for this man to be born blind. Now, this particular case was very troubling for them in that pattern of thinking. Because if the man sinned and he was born blind, then he must have been guilty of a sin before he was born. And that didn't seem fair or right. So maybe the parents sinned. If the parents sinned, then it's not really fair either in their mind, because it's really the child that is being punished the greatest for the sin. And so this was a conundrum for them. Who sinned? This hardship had to be caused by sin, but whose? Now, we may think this is a ridiculous paradigm to operate under, but I dare say we've all done it. When something bad happens, something unexpected, isn't one of our first questions, "Oh Lord, what did I do? I must have sinned in some way to cause this to happen to me." That's exactly the thinking that's illustrated in our text. See, whether we like to admit it or not, our natural state is to believe in karma. That if we do good, good things will happen. And if we do bad, bad things have happened. So when bad happens, we must have done something wrong. But notice Jesus' answer to the question. He says, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this man was born blind so that the work of God might be revealed in him." This man was born blind with a divine purpose, that the Savior would be revealed to him and to the world. This blindness wasn't about sin. It was about Jesus, the Savior. And Jesus powerfully made a mix of saliva and dirt, mud or clay, as gross as we may think that is, and anointed or rubbed that mud on the eyes of the man. He then simply told the man to go and wash. He didn't even promise that he'd be able to see. But the man went, washed, and came back seeing. And boy, were his eyes opened. See, we look at this miracle as a great miracle, that a man born blind could see. But the physical sight that Jesus imparted was only the minor miracle. The great miracle was that that man saw his Savior for the first time. That man knew then who Jesus was. And if you were to read the rest of chapter John, you can see his faith developing and growing to where he even challenges the rulers of his local synagogue and is excommunicated by them. He was willing to give up his relationship with those religious leaders rather than give up his relationship with Jesus. His eyes were opened, and he would never lose sight of Jesus again. Now, we can't help but look at this washing and seeing and see a connection with baptism. Because we all by nature may be born seeing physically, but we can't see blind, by nature spiritually. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, and we were all born unbelievers. But God commands us to go and wash in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And God promises that through that water, as simple and as plain as it may appear, that God the Holy Spirit is working. And God the Holy Spirit opens our eyes so that we can see Jesus, so that we can know that he is our Savior from sin. Because regardless of whether our sins have caused a specific hardship in our life, we know the burden of guilt that we carry. We have not lived the way God wants us to. Sometimes that's just downright depressing. But God wants you to see Jesus. He wants Jesus to be revealed to you so that you can know that your sins are forgiven. Maybe there are particular sins that you have that are outward sins and everyone knows about it and you are shamed by them. Jesus is not shamed by your sin. He willingly took that guilt to himself and suffered and died in payment for it. Jesus is not ashamed of you. He is your Savior. Keep your eyes fixed on him. Because this life, in all its hardships, is not about sin. It's about Jesus. So no matter how you have messed up and how you will mess up in the future, keep your eyes on Jesus. And then everything will work out fine. Because despite the hardships that God allows to touch us, he will take us to be with him in heaven. He will deliver us from this world of sin, death, and sadness and bring us to the joy and bliss of heaven. May God continue to pour out his Spirit upon you and keep your eyes open so that you always see Jesus. To him be all glory, now and forever. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you and confess that we are indeed sinful from birth and that we deserve nothing but your temporal and eternal punishment. We pray that you would forgive us all of our sins. Especially, Lord, we pray that you would strengthen our faith so that when you allow hardships to touch us, we do not look to ourselves for the cause, but trust that you are working all things for our good. Help us to turn from sin. Strengthen us with your Spirit to these ends, that we may walk according to your will. We ask you to bless us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lift up his countenance.